Oh, good, you're home. Wowee, that was a day. Really, a good one. I mean, it's rare that a Monday is so enjoyable at work, but I was in a good mood all day. Got a lot done, I was super productive, I had a great lunch with some of the girls, and I was just feeling good the whole time. Maybe I have you to thank for that, for setting me off in the right mood this morning. I knew you were going to be a great housemate. And to think, you've barely even lived here for 24 hours yet. Lucky me. How was yours? Was work all right? Yeah? Oh God, you really do seem like someone's pissed in your coffee. What's wrong? Hang on, wait there. Let me get over here with you. So what's up? What's wrong? Oh. This is all happening very quickly, isn't it? Is that really the problem that you're getting at? I understand. You moved in and I couldn't contain myself. I struggle with that. You've noticed. My affections can be a little mean-spirited sometimes, can't they? A little mean-spirited and a little bit intense. You know, I must have received 100 emails from people wanting to live here. It's a good area and the rent is really cheap. I had to take the ad down after less than 24 hours because I was overwhelmed with the number of responses. I read through what I had, and every person who applied that was even half decent with their application, I looked into them. I googled their names, checked out their social media, and when I saw your accounts, I just deleted the rest. It was going to be you. I picked you. Out of everyone, I looked at all your pictures, your videos, your words, everything that I could find. And at that point, it was only ever going to be you. Even if you couldn't move in here, if something came up, I was still going to find you. Because I found your other accounts, too. I did some real digging and I joined the dots. I found those other accounts where you don't use your face or your real name. Where you talk about things that I doubt you want your friends and family to know about. You know the ones I mean, don't you? The ones where you fantasize and you get those things out of your system. Those bad little daydreams of yours that don't have any other outlet. I knew all about you before you moved in here, before you so much as set foot in that door. That's how I knew that you were going to be coming through that door for good. I picked you. I chose you. I wanted you. And I know what you want, too. Because I saw what kind of guys you like. I saw the things that you share on the internet that you think no one knows about. And I know you like this. You like muscle. You like strength. You like size. You're never escaping me, okay? You're never gonna get away. You're too special. I saw your pictures, and I knew I wanted you, and then when you finally came through that door, I knew that I needed you. And then when I saw the look in your eyes, when I squeezed your throat this morning, I knew that it was love. You feel so good. You like it when I slip my hand between your legs, don't you? You like it when I take charge of things. You like it when the big man is the boss, right? That's why you haven't left. It's not because I'm keeping your stuff. It's because you like this. You really like it. All your fantasies coming true. Someone who sees through you. Someone who understands you. Someone who knows exactly what's going on in your head. You like it when I touch you, don't you? You like it when I touch you in all the places that I'm not supposed to. You like when I take charge, when I take what I want. You like it when I touch you just like this. I'm a bad person. I'm a really bad person. But I don't have to be, not all the time. I can be nice too. I can be loving, I can be gentle, I can be a good guy, I can. I just need the right person to bring that side out of me. That's what we need. Balance. Both of us need that. I can bring out the worst in you so you can bring out the best in me. Symbiosis. Balance. Becoming so wrapped up in each other that we need each other. I need you. Do you understand? Yeah? Then lift your chin up. Come on. Come on. Hey, give me a smile. Come on. There it is. No wonder I can't leave you alone. You're so beautiful. Such a beautiful smile. It's all gonna be okay. If you just give me what I want, and I'll make it my duty to give you what you want as well. I need a drink. I'm gonna make a Negroni. Do you want one? Okay then. Oh shit. I thought I had oranges. Can't have a Negroni without a slice of orange. Can you do me a favor? Can you run to that little shop across the street and get us some oranges? In fact, no, wait. Wait. I have a better idea. You haven't been there before, so I'll escort you. Just wait here a moment. You see what this is? What is it? A collar, yes. And what is this? A leash. That's right. Now get up, turn your back to me, and get on your knees facing away. There. Lift your chin up, and let's get this collar on you, and clip your leash to it. There. Good puppy. Now, come on, this way. Put your shoes on. Yeah, that's it. Quickly, quickly now. Come on. Let's go. Follow on, puppy. Ah, you're new to the neighborhood. It was rude of me to not show you around, but this little shop across the street, it has most of the basics. It's very handy. Come on, keep up. I don't mind being seen in public like this. It's actually really good for my ego for the neighborhood to see me with such a pretty little pet. Trailing along behind me. Come on. Come on, keep up, pretty little pet. Now, you just stay outside here while I go in and get the oranges. I'll just tie your leash to this post. There. And I'll just be a minute. Okay, you stand here and wait. You don't let any strangers pet you while I'm inside, okay? Here, hold these for me. There you go. All right, come on. Come on, let's go home. This way. Don't drop them, loser. You might be pretty, but I won't accept you being clumsy. Come on, come on. Get inside. Here you go. Oh, come here, come here. You're not free yet. Get down there. On your knees. You know, the sight of you leashed and collared in public, dragging you along behind me, really did something to me. I have a feeling, even though I've had a great day, it can only get better from here. So come on, let's tie your leash to the coffee table. Wrap it around the leg of the table. And underneath here, nice and short, on a short leash. So short that your head is going to be on the table. Wrap it around and tie your wrists together with the other end of it. Under here, around this beam. On all fours with your neck and wrists tied to the coffee table. Quite the sight. It's a very heavy table and I'm good with knots. I wouldn't bother trying to lift it or untie the leash. No, come on. Keep your head flat on the table. It would be very silly of you to try and struggle. Now let's get your shoes off. Your socks off. Pull your trousers down. All the way off. Come on. Come on. Come on, straighten your leg. Straighten your leg. That's it. Oh. Oh, don't you look pretty? This beautiful ass of yours just sticking right up in the air. Oh, I swear, you just get more and more beautiful every time I see you. Hold yourself here for a moment, beautiful girl. There's one more thing I need to go and collect. Don't go anywhere. Oh, fancy bump against a you here. Oh, don't you look pretty? This beautiful ass of yours just sticking right up in the air. Your pussy down here. Oh, God, that feels good. Oh, you really do have a beautiful pussy. And it feels so good. I mean, I knew it would look good. I've seen pictures of it on the internet, of course, but shh, it's okay, we won't tell anyone about those. I'll keep your secret. Oh, keep your secret head down. Come on, keep your head down flat on the table while I stroke your pussy and play with your clit and rub your fucking clit. Oh, that feels good. Working it hard. In and out all over. In and out all over your clit. These big strong hands. My big fingers filling you up. You're so coy and shy. But the moment I start pushing you around, the moment I start giving you any attention, your pussy starts to get wet, doesn't it? You fucking love it, don't you, little pervert girl? Little fucking loser girl. Listen to you whimper. Listen to you whimper while I hold your head flat against the table and stroke your clit down between your legs. Listen to you whimper. God damn, I like you. You're fun. You're fucking fun, little loser. There's no chance I'm ever gonna let you go. The last one ran away, but you're not gonna have that chance. I'm gonna make sure of that. I like you far too much. I wonder how you whimper when you get a vibrating butt plug up your ass. Come on, hold yourself down there. Hold yourself still while I... Let's get it nice and wet. Lick this thing until it's so fucking wet that it's just gonna slip right in. And it's not gonna fucking stop. That little noise you made, just adorable, really. Just fucking adorable. You know this thing is not gonna come out of your ass until I've made you come, right? You're not gonna escape it. It's stuck in there and your hands are tied up and you can't take it out and you can't turn it off. God damn. This asshole and this pussy, they're really mine to use as I please, aren't they? Well, you're tied up, tied down on all fours with your face flat on the table. Everything back here mine to use as I please. God, I want you so fucking much. I'm so fucking obsessed with you. And you're gonna be mine, aren't you? What's the matter, baby? You still apprehensive? I said you're gonna be fucking mine, aren't you? Still nervous, still apprehensive. But I need you so fucking much. I need you so fucking much. I am so obsessed with you. I need to be linked with you as one. I need to have you. I need to claim you. I need to make you mine. And I need more than these fingers inside you. So let's get back around here and... Oh God, you are so fucking wet. But you know, my philosophy is... There's no such thing as too wet. You know, I know a dick this big can be hard for a lot of girls to take, but I know you're not gonna let me down. Because you haven't let me down yet. Oh God. Oh God. Oh no, we're just gonna put just the tip in there like that. Stroking the tip of my cock up and down your pussy. Stroking my dick while the tip of it just slips inside you, pumping the shaft. Oh God. Oh yeah. I'm just inside you. A little bit more. A little bit more. Until soon we find out if you can take the whole thing. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Let's see if you can take it. Going deeper and deeper and deeper. Oh, fuck. That's it. Good girl. Good girl taking the whole fucking thing. Oh, my God. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Fuck. big fucking rock hard rigid cock throbbing inside your cunt while that vibrating plug fills up your ass and you're tied to the table, bent over. Fuck. Yeah. Oh my god. Take that cock, loser girl. Take that cock, you little fucking slutty loser girl. I know the real you. I've seen the real you. Dirty little fucking slut girl. God damn it. You've been desperate for this all along. Desperate for a big fucking cock, a big man to fill you up and claim you and take you for his own. Fuck. Oh, fuck. No, you don't come yet. You don't fucking come yet. You don't come until I tell you to. Fuck. You don't fucking come until I tell you to. Hey, fuck. I fucking said you don't. You don't fucking come. Hey, you don't. Fuck. Stop. You fucking little loser. Can't follow a basic fucking order. Coming when I tell you not to fucking come. What the fuck is wrong with you? God damn. Well, if you thought that felt good, then maybe I'll see if I can change your mind with some punishment, huh? Still fucking feel good now? Does it? Take that fucking dick. This is what you fucking get when you don't follow orders. Not even fucking trying to be nice now. I'm gonna fucking come inside you. Come inside your tight little fucking cunt. Fuck. Take that fucking cum. Take that fucking cum, fucking loser. Take my fucking cum, dirty little fucking slut girl, loser. Stay there. Don't move. Oh my god. I gave you one simple fucking order. Do not come, and you couldn't fucking listen to me, could you? I think you better stay here, tied to the table for a while. Oh, fuck, it feels good when it comes out of your cunts. Look, you're so tight. God. What was I, I was gonna make a Negroni, wasn't I? That's right. I just got so carried away. Oh, I completely lost track of myself. I'm gonna go make myself a nice drink to unwind after a big day. And you're gonna stay here, tied to the table, thinking about what you've done until I decide that it's time for you to be set free. Stay there. Think about it.